Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, let's go to Lakeside on News Radio 930 WBEN. At least I think he's Lakeside. And WBEN's award-winning bowler, Brayton Wilson. I heard Bellavia talking about that yesterday. But first of all, Brayton, where are you and what kind of a view do you have of the Manitoulin?
Hello there, Tom. Yeah, I'm on Furman Boulevard right now, just right along the Outer Harbor. And right now, it is actually starting to clear up a little bit before the snow and the wind kicked up. So the view from where I'm at right now was not great to see the freighter that's stuck right now in Lake Erie. But it's actually starting to clear up and we're getting a little bit more of a clearer view. But I do not see the icebreaker tug anywhere as of right now. But certainly the snow is falling and the wind is kicking up. So it's probably going to be hit or miss with the views that we have of the freighter that's stuck in the lake right now.
So hit or miss views. Now you say the ice is beginning to clear up. That is based on what?
I didn't say the ice is clearing up. I just said that the conditions are clearing enough where the freighter can be in view. But at one point here, just probably about 3 or 4 minutes ago, the snow was kicking up where the view from where I'm at right now, you could barely even see the outer shape of the freighter from a distance.
Understood. I'm just trying to find out more information about this vessel. Do you see any signs of Coast Guard or other assistance coming to the aid of the icebound Manitoulin?
Not at this time right now. I do not see any evidence of the icebreaker tug that we are expecting here soon. The tug left Erie, Pennsylvania at around 7:50 this morning, and it was expected to be in the general vicinity at around 2 p.m., but nothing right now. We're expecting, though, it should be here anytime that we're talking right now to at least help break up some of the ice, allowing for the freighter to get back on track and head back to Canada, where it was expected to drop off some rock salt for the area.
And this tug, I presume this is a privately owned vessel?
No, it is a Coast Guard. It is a Coast Guard tug. It was, I believe it was based out of Detroit, but it was in Erie, Pennsylvania since yesterday. And then when they had called in to report the vessel here, that the freighter that was stuck, they had essentially dispatched for the tug to leave port in Erie and then make its way up to Buffalo to help out the freighter that is stuck right now.
Any word on what time that vessel left Erie?
7:50 this morning.
7:50 this morning. Okay, so yep. It's 2:19 now. That is WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time. Have you had any ship-to-shore, shore-to-ship communication with the Manitoulin, Brayton? Smoke signals, perhaps?
No, but I did talk to the Coast Guard earlier, a representative from the Coast Guard, to give me some of the details that I'm providing to you, and it's also available on our website, WBEN.com. But the freighter was here in Buffalo yesterday to lighter up on rock salt that it was going to go from here back to, I believe, Sarnia, which is just outside of Detroit. And as it was making its way out of Buffalo, it obviously got stuck in the ice out in Lake Erie. And it's been there since around 11:43 in the morning yesterday. So, but they say the Coast Guard at least says that the crew on the Manitoulin is in good condition, good health, nothing wrong with the vessel or anything like that. It's just a matter of breaking up the ice a little bit and getting them out of their predicament.
Brayton, how many souls on board?
I do not know those details, but again, everybody seems to be well accounted for and in good condition.
Yeah, there's no shortage of food. Electricity is running. Water is running. Everything is good. It's just that they're kind of in an ice jam. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be laughing about this because the bean counters at the owners are probably going nuts. But Great Lakes Navigation, this is not exactly a great time to be out on the lakes. January, February, any time, as we know from the song, any time from November until the spring breakup of the ice is tenuous. It's very dubious.
Certainly. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, sometimes commerce never stops. And this freighter was the Manitoulin was carrying some rock salt that got loaded up yesterday and was making its way to Canada. And, you know, it seems like rock salt is another topic that's being talked about as of late with a shortage. And, you know, it's amazing. Western New York is actually a pretty big distributor of rock salt to not just here locally, but also, you know, upstate New York, downstate New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and as it turns out, even Sarnia in Canada, that this freighter was set to head back there and try to deliver some rock salt that was put on board earlier yesterday. And now they're stuck and waiting to get unstuck by the icebreaker tug that's on its way.
And by the way, Manitoulin is named for the largest freshwater island in the world. Manitoulin Island, very sacred to the Ojibwe people, or as we would say in Western New York, the Chippewa people. I thought I'd throw that in there as a bit of trivia. The vessel that is stranded in the ice was known for 10 years as the Trelsie, and then it switched over to the Euro Swan, then it became the Lalandia Swan, and then it became the Manitoulin.
I always love a little vessel history.
Yes, there's nothing like Great Lakes Freighter. From where you are on Furman Boulevard, I don't know if you've got binoculars or if you've zoomed in with your cell phone, but have you had a chance to see any of the crew members scurrying about on deck?
No, I don't have the ability to zoom in, or I don't have any binoculars on hand right now to be able to see if there's any crew members on board that are kind of whether they're pacing or whether they're working to prepare to get back going again after they get unstuck. But I can't see that far from here.
Now, one thing I did not know that we did not have ice breaking capabilities in Buffalo, that we have to rely on Erie, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't know that for sure either. It certainly is. It's interesting, though, just because, you know, the way that they're trying to plan this out and the way that they have called in the Coast Guard to be able to help them out. Certainly the vessel, though, I believe I'm trying to remember the name of the vessel that is on its way to help break apart the ice in order to free the Manitoulin. But certainly, yeah, it's coming in from Erie, Pennsylvania. And again, you know, it always is a question in terms of the thickness of the ice and how much that may slow things down. But I think Brian and Susan talked to the National Weather Service this morning, and I think just maybe within like the last week or something like that, the ice cover went from around 40% to 80% in that time. So you would assume at that point maybe that the ice is not as thick, but certainly things can slow them down. Even the snow and the wind probably is playing a factor into that as well.
Well, you know, the good news is conditions, at least around here, couldn't be better for this kind of an operation, because if we had howling winds and zero visibility, that adds layers of complexity to the ice-breaking operation that this tugboat is going to engage.
Right. Yeah, and right now, I mean, I could tell you it is breezy down here, and when the snow kicks up along with that breeze, it definitely takes away the view of the Manitoulin that we can see, at least from our perspective here. And again, the visibility is in and out. Right now, it's a little more difficult to see the Manitoulin in the distance. And again, we're just waiting for this icebreaker tug to show up, and there's no signs of that right now at this time.
Will you give us play? Are you staying there all day long? Are you going to be our man on the scene?
I mean, I'll be here to provide some good content on our social media channels for sure, to try and keep up to date on what the progress is with the Manitoulin right now.
Well, Brayton, I'm going to insist upon something, that when the tug shows up, when you first see the tug in the distance, will you please check back with us and let us know?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely. Will do.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Brayton Wilson on News Radio 930 WBEN.